Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about Epcot's 40th birthday,
construction at the Paradise Pier Hotel,
and we tell you all about our Disney cruise to Alaska. Let's dive in. This is episode number 51, and drumroll please. Caitlin is back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here. You have no idea.
I can't believe you're back. You're in person. You're in front of me. We're in the podcast room.
I know. It literally feels like I haven't recorded in like 2 months.
It's been a while.
So I am so excited to be here. Seriously.
We've missed you. It's been a couple weeks. Caitlin came down with the disease. But she lives. She lives on. No, she was just sick for a little bit there and didn't sound...
No, I sounded terrible.
Yeah, sounded pretty bad.
So we thought we would spare you guys having to listen to me being sick on the podcast. But yeah. Just wanted to say a little short little thank you to my sweet, sweet husband, Caleb, for taking care of me all week. He was very kind.
Oh, stop it.
Making me soup.
A lot of soup was made.
Yeah.
I'm master chef with the microwave now.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it was good.
We're back together. Back. We're healthy and we're ready to do this. So.
Ready to do it. So welcome back. Again, this is episode 51. Caitlin is here, so it's already more exciting and more fun. But before we dive in, we just want to just pause for a second here. And just send our kind of well wishes and thoughts over to the people of Florida and the Carolinas. They just went through something pretty terrible. Hurricane Ian came through and absolutely just demolished parts of Florida and parts of South Carolina, North Carolina. It's just all not a fun sight. So hoping the people over there recover soon, can kind of get back to normal life. And I know it's going to be a journey and hoping for quick recovery efforts over there.
Yeah, especially when you're seeing all the images and videos on the internet. And again, I can't imagine being in the situation all of those people are in and losing my home or whatever it may be. It is just so incredibly sad. So our thoughts are with them.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into that Disney news.
All right, first up, we are sending a big happy 40th birthday to Epcot. Epcot actually just celebrated their 40th anniversary on October 1st, which is the day that we are recording. And it looks like there was a ton of people there to celebrate. And they're offering some exclusive merch, some fun food items. I think Caleb brought up a picture of like a Figment cake.
Yeah, sponge cake. It looks
delish, so good.
Super colorful. Again, I can't have it, but for those who can... It looks delish.
Yeah. And it does look like, though, that this little celebration / birthday bash is only going on for a couple days. So it's actually ending on October 3rd, which is really quick.
Yeah. Most of the merch and most of the food, it looks like, from what we're seeing, ends on Monday. So it's a, if you're there over the weekend, awesome for you. If not, I think you're going to miss out on all the festivities.
It looks like those merch lines were quite long today. So good luck.
Reported up to 4-hour wait.
Oh my gosh.
4 hours just to get into the store.
And it makes me wonder, with the event being only a couple days, how much merch Disney actually ordered for this.
I don't know. So like, imagine waiting 3 hours in line and then you go up and it's gone.
Yeah.
Ugh, that would stink.
That's a bummer. Well, if you're there, happy birthday, Epcot.
Yeah. And
if
not, happy birthday, Epcot.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got some sad news for Dish subscribers, and that's the satellite TV company, if you don't know what I mean. For all you Gen Z people, they're like, TV, television? Now, what is that? I only know the TikTok. No, some Disney TV channels will be removed from Dish after both companies failed to reach an agreement on a new carriage contract. So the contract expired on September 30th. They failed to renew in time. So Disney's going, hey, Dish, you don't get to hold some of our TV channels. Dish is claiming that Disney's asking for an additional $1 billion in fees to carry their programming. And the channels that will be affected, the ones that are going away for the time being, are ESPN, FX, Disney Channel, Freeform, National Geographic, as well as some local ABC stations in like 8 major markets. So hopefully they can come to an agreement soon. Dish is notorious for doing this. They lose my parents are Dish subscribers, and they're constantly telling me, oh, we lost access to this channel for the next week or this, whatever, because they're constantly trying to negotiate better rates. I mean, good for them, I guess, trying to keep costs low, but unfortunate for customers who are paying and then lose programming.
Yeah, because
Disney's a big deal.
TV's not cheap either.
It's not cheap. That's why we don't have it.
Especially when you're losing that type of channel. Like, those are popular channels.
I know. It's not like it's some, I don't know.
What would be a random Freeform. Like, yeah. Especially right now, for all you Halloween nerds like me, the Freeform, like 31 Nights of Halloween or whatever it's called,
sure,
that just started today.
I know.
So imagine not being able to watch that.
Really quick, though, I know you're obsessed with that. Every single movie they show on there is available on Disney Plus.
I know.
Why is it such a big deal?
It's nostalgia. I don't know.
It's just you like just it being fed up to you.
And number one, what is Casper playing on? We haven't been able to find yet.
You haven't even looked.
Nope.
Don't start. Don't start with me. She wants to watch Casper, and I said, go look on all the stuff we have, and she didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. All right, and speaking of movies, we have a new Figment movie coming out, which is, for all you Figment lovers, very exciting. I'm not entirely sure what this is going to look like, but I hope it's good.
Is it the origination of Figment? Is it his backstory? Is it, what are you?
I don't know, but I have to tell you, that ride scared me to death.
I don't understand the Figment love, but there's a movie coming out. It's being developed by Disney, of course. It's being produced by Point Grey Pictures, which is Seth Rogen's production company, not known for making very family-friendly movies, so interesting choice there. And also written by Dan Hernandez and Benji Samit. Apologize if I'm mispronouncing his name. But the writers of Detective Pikachu.
So I'm assuming it's just going to be a super funny
box
like comedy.
Office hit. I'm assuming this is a straight to Disney Plus streaming movie, mm-hmm, and just a kind of slapstick comedy. Well, so we'll see what comes of this, and I don't think we'll be the first to stream it. I don't know. It's news, but Figment movie coming to you soon. And our final news story takes place over in Disneyland. It looks like construction has progressed at the Paradise Pier Hotel, soon to be Pixar Place Hotel, if that's a reminder, if you don't remember what announcements happened at D23, but it is going to be Pixar themed, and the lobby is now closed. Guests have to now enter through a back entrance, and it looks like check-in and shopping are being held in a ballroom. So it's very pieced together. I guess that's what you have to do when you're keeping the hotel open while refurbing the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. If it was my, I would not stay here right now. It's a mess. Like, they're taking all the stuff off the building. Like, it doesn't look good over there right now.
Yeah, so there's a big disclaimer saying noisy construction's happening during the day to limit disturbance for guests. Like Caitlin said, there are a lot better hotels in the area for similar or even cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, the Westin is within, 100 yards of this hotel and is cheaper and a much nicer hotel.
Highly recommend, yeah.
And you don't need to deal with construction noise. Looking for even cheaper hotels, there's a ton off Harbor that aren't going under construction. So if you have a trip planned, definitely, if you want to stay on property, consider Disneyland and Grand Californian. But if you're looking to save money, go to a good neighbor hotel. Maybe skip out on the Paradise Pier for now. All right. That music indicates only one thing, and that is Disney trivia. All right. Caitlin's excited to have it back here. It's been a while. It's been like 4 or 5 episodes since we've done Disney trivia.
I'm excited. I have a really hard question today.
Okay.
So I hope you're ready for it.
Bring it on. Okay. Let's go. All right, Caitlin, you're up first. I'm going to ask you this week's first question. Let's see if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. What color are Rapunzel's eyes?
Hazel.
Hazel. I'm not sure.
They're green.
Either green.
Yeah.
Correct.
Sorry.
I wasn't sure. Is Hazel green and brown?
Yeah.
Okay. You were close enough. So like green.
Green.
Yeah, green.
I was wrong.
We're going to... Let's go. I'm going to give it to you. It's been a while.
Wow.
I'm going to give you that one. Okay.
That's very nice. Okay.
Question number two.
Ready.
Here we go. What's Boo's real name in Monsters, Inc.?
Oh my gosh.
What is Boo's real name in Monsters, Inc.?
I have no idea.
Let's go. We got this.
No, honestly, I thought her name was...
Her name's not Boo. Who names their daughter Boo?
Was it on like a chart or something? I don't...
I know it is indicated somewhere in this movie.
Oh, I don't know. You got me on this one. What is it?
Mary.
Mary?
Boo's real name is Mary.
Where does it say that?
I don't know. It's okay. Just what the trivia website told me. But let's do a little digging after this. Okay. And let's go find it. But wow. Mary. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's on one of like the scare charts or something.
Something.
Or
maybe they call her that. Maybe they figure. I think they don't know. They figure it out at the end, I think. Like, doesn't he say Mary? I can hear him saying it solely.
No, I've never. I don't think so.
He goes, Mary?
No. Jeez.
They okay. go, your real name's Mary? I'm just kidding. Okay. Right. Caitlin, ask me your questions.
Do you want to start with the hard one or the easy one?
You went one for two this week. Just let's throw them at me. Surprise me.
All right. Let's do the easier one.
Okay.
In Disney's 1959 film, Sleeping Beauty, Aurora is betrothed to a prince shortly after she is born. This same prince rescues her when she falls into a deep sleep. What is his name?
I have never seen this movie.
I know.
So that's the easy one? Thanks. Okay, so Prince Ericsson Ariel, mm-hmm. Undersea Adventure, otherwise known as Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. Prince Charming is in Cinderella, right?
Correct.
Oh, gosh. There's not a Prince Curtis, is there?
No.
Prince Ali? Let me think here. Is it like a common name? Can I get a hint?
For, I don't know. I mean, for a prince? Yeah.
Oh, no. I know what it is.
What?
It's like Florence, right? No. It's like full FL, though. Like, it's Frank.
Yes. No, it's clear close.
It's like, it's FL, right? Like Florin.
It's not FL.
No? Okay. I don't know.
It's not spelled FL, but it has the same like pronunciation.
Okay. I don't know. It's not Florence Pugh?
No.
Okay.
It starts with a P.
Prince Peter? I don't know. I really don't
know. The answer is Prince Philip.
Ah,
the Prince
Philip. Easiest
prince to remember.
Sorry, everybody. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, you.
Yeah, Prince dummy. Peter.
I like Prince Peter. I vote there's a Prince Peter in an upcoming Disney film.
Oh my
film.
Gosh. All right. This one's really tricky. Are you ready for
hold
it?
On. How is Florence the same as Philip?
That's like an F sound.
Get out. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I said it's not. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Wally's favorite old movie?
Oh, Mary or something like that?
No.
It's oh something, right?
Incorrect.
Oh, all right. I don't know then.
Hello, Dolly.
Oh, Mary, Hello, Dolly, all the same thing. I went 0-2.
Prince Peter. Of the Southern Isle.
Of the Royal Court. Whatever. Wow, I went 0-2. That was the first time I've missed both.
Hey, technically so did I, so hey.
That's all right. We're going to give it to you. Caitlin is the winner of this week's Woo-hoo. Trivia. She's back from the dead and also winning trivia. Congrats, Caitlin.
Thank you, everyone.
There's no trophy or anything at the end of this.
It's all right.
All right, that's this week's trivia. Thanks for joining us. Let us know what you got correct. Let us know what you missed over on the Instagrams. Let us know.
Yeah, did you guess Prince Peter? Or did you know that one?
Stop. All right, let's dive in. All right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is our trip report, our Disney cruise to Alaska. And we've been waiting a couple of weeks to do this. Poor Caitlin was sick, and so we sat on this episode for a little bit and marinated over our experience to Alaska and just want to share how it went.
And let me tell you, I know we're going to dive into everything. This was one of the most beautiful magical trips that we've ever taken. I'm so excited. I literally cannot wait to tell you guys everything. It was so much fun.
It was a blast. Kind of once in a lifetime thing. These trips aren't cheap, especially the Alaskan ones, especially with Disney Cruise Line. So it's one of those where you're gonna go, you're just gonna do it. So that's what we did, and we can't wait. Mm-hmm. If I can talk.
Caleb's too excited.
I'm too excited. Can't even pronunciate.
Yeah.
To go over everything with you guys. We'll go day by day, just kind of give you the highlights of that day and what we experienced and just go from there. So Caitlin, Where did we cruise out of?
Yeah, so this is actually a common question that we get a lot when we talk about going on a cruise to Alaska. Everyone believes that Disney actually goes out of Seattle when they actually go out of Vancouver.
Yeah, which most cruise lines do go out of Seattle. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Disney wants to just be different and go out of Vancouver, Canada. And this does slow things down.
Yeah,
a couple
of hiccups along the way because, again, it is international travel for us. So a little more hurdles to go through. But all in all, this was our first time in Vancouver. So being able to see a new city and just kind of take in all the views, it's very pretty.
It's beautiful. But yeah, let me just tell you about everyone knows traveling international is more of a beast. But especially cruising internationally is a beast. So we fly in, you know, we stayed at a decent, we flew in the day before. Mm-hmm. And I recommend everyone do that because of travel today. You never know if you're going to get delayed. And if you try and travel the day of, there's a definite chance of missing your.
Which our flight there was delayed, we were just sitting there going, I can't imagine the people that fly in the same day because I would be so stressed out.
So stressed out. So yeah, when you fly in the day before, you go, hey, we're delayed 45 minutes.
No big deal.
Big deal. So we fly in the day before. We stayed at a nice hotel in downtown Vancouver, right next to the waterfront there, next to the port. And day before, we took some bikes from the hotel and rode to Stanley Park, which is a giant, gigantic park in Vancouver.
Yeah, and like one area of the park actually overlooks the cruise terminal. So it was really neat being able to see like, oh my gosh, like that's where the wonder is going to be tomorrow.
The ship's going to be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So we got our outdoor time in, our exercise, and rode around town. Got good dinner. Just normal city things, right?
Right.
But again, we weren't sure what we were expecting for Vancouver. I had this like idealized, like it's Canada, it's clean, it's the outdoors. They're Canadians, they're nice. No, Vancouver wasn't like that.
It reminded me of San Francisco.
It had
but way cleaner.
Cleaner.
I don't know. We've had a ton of family members go to Canada and they're like, they're the nice people that you will ever meet. And again, if you're Canadian, I am not like dishing on you right now. But the experience we had in Vancouver wasn't like the over, like they were the most kindest people. It was just kind of like
normal people.
Normal people. So,
maybe it's like first of all, it's just a caricature of Canadians.
And,
it's not true.
Yeah. And we're in tourist trap area.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's like the suburban.
Yeah.
Suburban Canadians that are, you know, the nicest people around. I don't know. But Vancouver, you know, embarkation, again, what we're telling you is that the process getting on the ship is much more intense when you're international. There's another extra layer of customs to deal with. Apps for tracking COVID stuff, which is great and all, but it's just another thing you have to deal with. So you're showing them this QR code and no, that's not the right QR. You got to pull up this thing, right?
This Arise can. This documentation and da, 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 da. I do have a quick side note. Again, this is our first time going out of Vancouver to Alaska on the Wonder. We highly, highly prefer the Port Canaveral experience versus the port in Vancouver. And again, for all of you that are like, well, Disney owns the Port Canaveral one. I understand, but it was a way more magical experience in Port Canaveral than it 100%. Was in Vancouver. It was very like...
You're thrown in this big warehouse and like kind of shuttled through like cattle.
Yeah, no one really knows what's going on and everyone's just pointing at you to walk. And so it was a really like kind of chaotic situation.
I was stressed.
Yeah.
Like when we got on the ship, I was stressed.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They're like, did you do this? Did you fill out this form? And I said, no.
You're like, no. And they're like, oh, you need to do that. And we're like... Oh, okay.
Yeah,
where
would I have known that? There was no whatever before. So it was just confusing, and they had us pull over, and there's like hundreds of us filling the same form out, so apparently the email didn't go out.
Right.
But anywhoski, enough of that. Let's talk about getting on the ship. So this was our first time on the Disney Wonder. If you're not familiar with Disney Cruise Line, the Magic and Wonder were the first two ships built. The Dream and Fantasy came next, which are larger ships, and then finally the Wish, which was their fifth and largest. So we were on what they called the classic ships, being on the Disney Wonder. I think it came out in 98, right? Or 99?
Yeah, 90-something.
So it's an old ship. Nearly, 30 years old?
Yeah. And again, way smaller than what we're used to because, again, we're used to cruising on the Dream.
Yeah. So we knew, we went in knowing this, and we were actually kind of pleasantly surprised at how not tiny it felt.
Yeah, it was nice. Again, there was definitely a... difference when walking in and not seeing the massive like atrium like the Dream has.
Yeah.
But for what it was and how small it is compared to those ships, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
It was
pretty, a good experience. Again, it's for the most part, we'll get into this later, but for the most part kept up pretty nice for mm-hmm. being 20 plus years old. And again, pleasantly surprised at how modern it felt versus what it could have been.
Right.
First day is always overwhelming. So we were trying to get used to the layout of the ship. You're getting lunch because you're starving because right. all morning you've been dealing with getting on the ship and waiting. So the first priority is getting food.
Yeah, which a lot of people always go to Cabanas. We actually normally go to a sit down. So we went just to the a little, what was it called? I almost called it Tritons.
It was Tritons.
No, we went to Tiana's place.
Oh, we went to Tiana's place.
Is like they'll normally open one of the restaurants for people who would like to sit down rather than the fast.
Yeah, so Cabanas area. Is hard for me because I've got that food allergy thing. Mm-hmm. And so Cabanas is hectic like 99% of the time.
Right.
And so grabbing someone to order and you're not sure what you can order, it's way more hectic than just sitting down.
Especially on the first day because it's super chaotic.
Yes,
so.
For sure. So the sail out of Vancouver was gorgeous. You pass under a giant bridge. I think if anyone's researched Alaskan cruises, you see them go under this huge bridge in Vancouver. It's a very cool experience. We did all of our shopping that first night. So Alaska Sailings are known for their merch. Mm-hmm. People love the Alaska exclusive merchandise, and that's what we wanted to get. We ended up standing in line for like an hour waiting for the shops to open. There was like 200-300 people just waiting in line. And
it's kind of a stressful situation, not going to lie. You know, in previous years, pre-COVID, the cruise lines specifically for Alaska had a ton of Alaska merch. This year, there wasn't a ton. It was like a couple shirts and like stuffed animals, and like a hat.
Yeah, plenty of Disney Cruise Line merchandise, just not Alaska
specific.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of made us worried like, okay, if we don't wait in line, it's all going to be gone. And we got there 30 minutes in advance to get in line before the shop opened because they have to wait until you sail out a certain area for like.
So we waited a while though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ended up getting everything that we wanted, but it was a
lot. People were grabbing.
It was insane.
I would not be surprised if people dropped $500-$600. On that first night.
And again,
it was insane.
It wasn't the normal, like, just grabbing, you know, checking out. It was like people were shoving.
Yeah.
People were yanking stuff off the shelf. It was like, it was chaos.
Insane.
It was like Black Friday.
Yeah. And we had to sit. And so Caitlin stood in line in one shop. I was in the other shop waiting in line because, you know, there's different merchandise in shops. And it was hot. I was like, I had my mask on because I'm like, I'm going to get sick. There were like 300 people in the store and I'll breathe in that hot air. It was not the most relaxing first night we've ever experienced, but that was our choice. We wanted the merchandise and we didn't want it selling out.
And we got it all, which is
we
so
did.
Exciting.
I'm sitting here staring at Alaskan Mickey and Minnie little plushes, and Caitlin, I think, will show over on Instagram all the fun stuff we got.
Yeah.
All right, that brings us to dinner on the first night. We ate, you know what? Actually, let's not dive into food. Let's do that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I want to wait. I want to let it simmer. You know what? Actually, no. I changed my mind.
Okay.
I'm only going to cover the first night of dining. We're going to do like a dining section in a second. I'll cover the first night only so this kind of sets off our experience and kind of, I don't know, it feeds into how the first night went.
And I kind of want to start just really quick with, normally on Disney Cruise Line, we have amazing dining experiences.
Amazing.
So, like absolutely amazing. We've loved all of the people that have helped us out along the way. All the cast members have been absolutely amazing when helping Caleb with his allergy and just everything.
Yeah.
So going into the Wonder, which we heard has some of the most amazing service.
Yeah, I'll give a little backstory on that. So like people, I guess the Wonder, all the Disney Cruise Line staff, they wait years and put in transfer requests to get on the Wonder because they have really cool itineraries, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do the Alaskan sailings. They do the Hawaiian sailings.
Mm-hmm.
They now do, what, the South Pacific or whatever. So they do, like, Australia now and
so
New Zealand.
So they're really good itineraries.
So they do very cool itineraries. So people want to be on the Wonder, right? Not so much anymore, I don't think, because the Wish. So they've transferred all of their very experienced cast members to the Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wonder is now struggling, just like the Dream and Magic and Fantasy, of hiring more people and training them up to provide that service. And so maybe we just experienced some of that transition. But the first thing we noticed was our servers were not great. And again, I don't have high expectations. I'm a simple dude. I'm like, I'll take my water, I'll take my gluten-free bread, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, you take as long as you want. I'm here to talk with you and have a relaxing trip. I'm not looking to speed, right?
Yeah. And normally when you sit down, like, they come and they introduce themselves, like, especially on the first night.
Because this is a 7-night cruise. This, you're going to be with these people for a week. And so they usually sit there and introduce themselves. They ask about you.
Right.
And we, this was not
We sat down and no one came over to us for, like, 45 minutes. We sat there. It was this really awkward, like, once they did come over, it was...
What do you want?
It literally, it was, hi, how, it wasn't, hi, how are you? Like, what's your name?
Yep.
And I get people are busy, but I'm like, it was such a weird experience because normally we're not used to that.
Sure,
so that kind of started it. And then, again, they're super knowledgeable normally about Caleb's allergy. The first thing they did before even saying anything to us was they brought him regular bread.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, here you go.
And we're again, like, oh. Normally not a giant deal, but this is where I was like, there's clearly a misconnect.
Right.
Or disconnect. I'm sorry. There, before I even got on the ship, right, months before when we booked it, which was actually 2-3 years ago, but it got delayed, right? Canceled because of COVID.
Right.
And it finally came. I've indicated about 15 different times on their app website that I have a gluten allergy, right? And so it should be usually how it goes is they walk up and go, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Caleb and Caitlin, we see that someone has a gluten allergy here. Who is that? I raise my hand and they go, great. And then they take care of you from there. That was not indicated anywhere that they didn't say anything. They dropped the bread in front of me. I was like, this does not look gluten-free.
Right, and we get mistakes happen, so we're not sitting here going, they brought me normal bread. No, no, no. It's not that at
but
all.
But it was just in addition to the already weird service. I said, something's happening.
Right.
Like, something's not jiving right now.
Right, because then again, when Caleb went to, once we told him, hey, we have a gluten allergy, when it was time to order the main entrees, they had no idea what Caleb could have.
Yeah.
And then when Caleb ordered something, they took like 95% of it off because they didn't understand like
what so he was allergic. Just like a plate, like a little weird. Slab of chicken. I was,
it was like, it was really weird.
Oh, this is not right. So all things said, at the end of the time, I looked at Caitlin and I said, I don't think this is going to work. Like, I can't do another 6 nights of this. And so I just requested, I pulled aside one of their like area managers. Mm-hmm. I forget what they're called, but... he was very nice and said,
we love him.
We ended up working with him a lot throughout the trip. Just he was helping us out, but pulled him aside and said, I'm so sorry. We've been on a couple of cruises, Disney cruises, and just, we've had amazing experiences. This is not one. I don't know if it's first night, you know, problems, but is there any way? There was a group of guys right next to us, a duo of servers that looked like they were on it. They looked super, can we just slide over to their group, which was right next to us? And he said, no problem. So the next night we were paired with them. We will dive into that later. But that is how our trip started. So it started off a little rocky, right? Mm-hmm. So we looked at each other going, this is going to be a long trip. But this is what it's going to be like. And another side note, not a big deal. This is just kind of a note. Tiana's place shakes like no other. So the first night out of Vancouver, they are hauling. I mean, like, I'm assuming 99% throttle. You are going so fast just to get up to the Alaska area and get you in that space, right?
Yeah.
So Tiana's is in the back of the ship, pretty low, like on deck three. And so you feel the engine. And I mean, the whole entire restaurant is rattling the entire
like the,
time.
The chandeliers.
Chandeliers.
The water is like rippling.
It's like,
but again, it's like, brrr. I like the hum of the engine, but it was like so dramatic. Everyone was kind of like looking around. And again, it's because they're trying to get you out with the open water and stuff.
And it's not a huge deal.
No, no, no. It was just funny.
Yeah. You're not getting sick. It's just people were laughing because you're like, this is so loud.
Yeah, it was everything just creaking and stuff. But yeah, it was fine other than that.
So yeah, that was the first night. It didn't go in super well, but it was resolved. So we were happy about that. Day two, this is your first full day on the ship. This is a sea day on this Alaskan itinerary. We didn't do much. It was a sea day. So we got familiar with the ship, explored a little bit, and just had a relaxing time, trying to just kind of decompress, right?
Yeah.
A day of travel and stuff. And so this was our time just to hang out.
A lot of gluten-free chicken nuggets and fries up on deck.
Oh, those were consumed.
And hot cocoa at night. Oh, my gosh.
Because, again, this is Alaska. It's chilly.
It was cold.
At nighttime, it was chilly.
Well, it was funny because the week prior to our trip, we were thinking it was going to be like low 60s, high 50s. No. We got there and the weather tanked. It was like in the 40s
when
we were there. It was freezing, but it was so magic.
It was awesome.
I loved it.
I love cold weather, so this was right up my alley. That night, we experienced some interesting things.
the captain comes on the loudspeaker and he's like talking. Then he starts getting into, hey, you know what? We're going to have some really rough seas coming up tonight. And we're like, oh, okay.
We've done this. Yeah, we've done some rough seas before.
I'm not kidding you. In a span of like 5 minutes of him talking on the loudspeaker, he mentioned 70 times, if you're prone to motion sickness, you might want to take some.
Yeah, kind of like, I don't want to hear it. If you guys get sick, I warned you.
Which, again, they normally don't say that. It's normally just, hey, we're experiencing, and we're like, it's going to be fine. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it.
So as it came closer, I looked at Caitlin and said, you know what? Just to prep, let's go buy some Dramamine. I don't like usually taking it because it makes me feel weird and groggy and cranky.
Yeah, but they had a low dose, which is nice.
Yeah, so they had a half dose version. I said, let's pick that up and just in case. So sure enough, that evening hits and the boat starts rocking a lot. Now again, let me say this. The Disney Wonder is an older, smaller ship, so it feels a lot of movement. People have talked about the Wish, how it doesn't even feel like you're on a cruise ship. Not the case with the Wonder. Mm-hmm. It rocks. So,
and this was the most rough we've ever seen the ocean.
It was crazy. I mean, insane. Giant swells. I mean, it was insane. So mm-hmm. we immediately popped some Dramamine mm-hmm. and then took some more about 2 hours later because it started getting worse. And I said, we just need to knock ourselves out so we can sleep. The room was creaking. Like our bedroom was like...
And like literally, like if you looked up at the curtains, they were just swaying back and forth. Like,
it was intense. And it felt like you were like on a hammock in your bed because you were like mm-hmm. the feeling of like lifting up and there's other, like you could feel the pressure coming off because you were lifting in the air.
Yeah. It was almost like you would lift up and down and then it would switch to you'd lean super far to the left and then super far to the right. Like you almost could roll in your bed.
It was pretty intense. So that was the roughest night we've ever experienced on a cruise ship. I'm not a seasoned cruiser. This is my third cruise ever.
Right.
I'm sure people have experienced worse, but this was pretty intense. So I'm glad we took that stuff. It knocked us out. We slept fine.
Yeah.
And
the captain, remember, he was giving out free drinks, alcohol, which for all of those people that took that, I have no idea how they made it that night.
Yeah. So they had a bunch of staff out in the lobby, which was a nice gesture, I guess, saying, hey, compliments to the captain. And they're giving out just drinks to everyone. Just, I think, because of you're about to have a rough night. We want to get you nice and liquored up. Liquor and Dramamine don't mix very well. No. So,
but Dramamine by itself is amazing.
Yes.
So.
For sure. All right. Day three, Glacier Day. So this was our first port adventure day. For most people, this is a sea day. It's not considered a port. You do roll up on a glacier and you're able to see it. But for some of us lucky few that booked this in time, we booked an excursion or port adventure, as Disney calls them, to the glacier. So you get on the small boat and you power out there, motor out to this glacier. And it was the most insane experience we've ever.
It was gorgeous. And again, we've seen videos prior to going on the trip of the glacier and like what it looks like. But truly, like just seeing it in person, it was breathtaking. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Like I still can't. Absorbing it in the moment, this excursion lasts a few hours. It's about an hour at the glacier and 2 hours of kind of sightseeing and going to find wildlife. But that hour at the glacier was like unbelievable.
Yeah. So again, starting the morning which I think I have to say was our favorite day.
Yeah.
We had breakfast and we actually saw whales, baby whale, which is the most magical thing ever.
Yeah, we were eating breakfast mm-hmm. and a bunch of people started muttering and pointing and we went and ran over to the window and there was a whale mm-hmm. out there hanging out.
Yeah, and then just around like an hour after we had breakfast, we started entering inside the inside passage, which is literally the most beautiful thing I have literally ever laid eyes on. And again, for those who don't know, you take the inside passage to get to the glaciers. We were originally supposed to go to Dawes Glacier, but instead they decided to take us up Tracy's Arm. And is it South Sawyer?
Yeah, South Sawyer Glacier was the name.
Yeah, so we went there instead. But as Caleb was stating, it was just...
Yeah, the reason they did Tracy Arm is apparently it's a more scenic route. And so when they say that's clear of ice, they prefer that way just because it's much more, I guess, pretty. And so we went through the Tracy Arm. It was pretty clear. And yeah, those little boats just take you right up to that glacier and it is unbelievable. So you're up to, again, I don't want to talk about it too much because you can't see it. But look over again. If you're not following us over on Instagram, this is the week to do it because Caitlin's going to be posting all the pictures from mm-hmm. the trip, the major highlights over on Instagram for the whole week. But again, like we said, the glacier, it's hard to just even take in via picture. It was amazing. And then they also took us to go see some mountain goats. Mm-hmm. They took us to see a smaller glacier.
Mm-hmm. We saw seals. The whales. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was amazing. So worth every penny. This port adventure, I will warn you, is very expensive. If you're interested and you're lucky enough to nab it, I would do it. It is worth every penny, in my opinion. Again, to give you an idea, what was it? It was
I think it was two something a person.
260.
And again, that's extremely expensive, but if you can, I highly, highly recommend. Actually, on this day as well, for those of you who aren't super familiar with this cruise, this is the one of the most important days for a certain picture that Caleb mentioned a while ago. This is the morning where Mickey is out in his Alaskan attire, and as well as the other characters, but the main picture is Mickey.
Yeah.
And he's up there, and it's overlooking like either the glacier or the Inside Passage. We got a picture with him. And it was the most magical moment because that's the one thing I wanted to get. So.
It was. And so we went up on deck, found the line. It was gigantic.
It was, but it went pretty quickly.
It went very fast. Yeah. So I was expecting to be there for like an hour. We maybe stood in line for half an hour-ish. And again, not complaining. You have a half an hour of sightseeing this beautiful Inside Passage. And so we just spent it looking at the sights and sounds of Alaska. Got up, took a picture with Mickey. That went great. And then went on our merry way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to cruise number day, ooh, day number four.
Day number four.
If I could talk, that would help. Skagway. So we went on another port adventure. This was the train ride through White Pass and Yukon train route.
Yes.
It's got a very long name.
This one was a 3-hour excursion,
I believe. 3 hours on this old kind of locomotive. It's like diesel powered. It looks like a standard train now. They used to do steam trains back in the day.
Yeah. My opinion is, people are going to be like, well, is it worth the money? Because again, these excursions are
stupid expensive. And again, we had the luxury of saving for 2.5 years because it kept getting canceled.
Right.
And so we kept adding port adventures to our list just because we're like, hey, we're going to Alaska. Who knows when we'll be back? Let's just do it. But let me tell you, for families and stuff, I don't know how you do it. It's stupid expensive.
But for this specific excursion, I definitely think that if this is your first time going to Alaska, I think the train's worth it. It's a very long excursion. Again, like Caleb said, 3 hours. But it's beautiful scenery on the way up. If you are going to go on this train, get in the caboose because there's an overlook where you can go in the back and kind of have fresh air.
Yeah, so they open it up to you throughout most of the 98% of the time. That back area is open and you can just walk out there in the wide open and see the train going through. Fresh air.
And one major point, do not chug a ton of water because the bathroom situation is a little rough.
Yeah. Caitlin used it, right?
Yes.
It's like a hand pump?
It's a hand pump to flush, and you have about 5.5 inches in between the toilet and the sink. It was rough.
Gross. So you came back with wide eyes saying, do not use that bathroom.
I'm like, just hold it if you have to go. So other than that, it's absolutely beautiful. There's, again, I'll be posting some more, but there is footage of that on Instagram.
Yeah. And fun fact, the specific train car we rode in, the Queen of England had ridden in.
Yes.
And that same day we learned that, unfortunately, the Queen passed away. And we learned that in the morning, everyone's phones just started blowing up and we all looked, sad. What the heck? And then again, just a few hours later, the tour guide goes, oh, and by the way, come up to the front. There are pictures of Queen Elizabeth on this train.
And we saw it and it was really cool to see it.
Very cool.
So I'm like, she was in the same caboose.
We could have been in the same seat. I don't know. So yeah, that was a great time. If it's your first time going, do it. I don't think you need, this is not a repeat port adventure in my opinion.
I don't think so.
It's very pretty, but the whole time you're on the cruise ship, you're seeing, I think you just get almost like oversaturated with beautiful scenery.
Not in like a bad way, but again, it's one of those things where you're like, it's 3 hours of almost the same thing.
Sure.
But again, if you have never done it, I would do it for sure.
Yes. So. Takes you up to Canada. You take a loop. You don't get off. That's why you don't have to do like customs or anything. Take you into Canada and then just do a quick U-turn and then come back down the same route.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's head over to day four. This day we were in Juneau. We didn't book any port adventures. Oh, day five. Sorry. Didn't book any port adventures for this day, just walked around town, got off for like maybe 45 minutes. Caitlin did not like it.
Mm-mm.
Not her biggest fan. Everyone smokes in Alaska. No judgment but Caitlin's very sensitive to cigarette smoke. And so we literally smelt it the whole entire time.
It almost felt like you know, like some of the ports where like everyone's trying to get you to buy something.
Yeah, it was a little,
it was very pushy.
Tourist trap.
And yeah, it was not what I was expecting at all. So I was happy to get back on.
Yes.
So
we did not enjoy it. Frozen night was that night. I'm sorry. The Frozen show was that night. So, this was kind of the marquee show for the trip.
Yeah. Cause on the Dream it's, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. And so comparing the two, we've been on the Dream twice, been on the Wonder once. So we've seen Beauty and the Beast twice, Frozen once. I prefer Beauty and the Beast.
I do too. The Frozen show was amazing.
Oh, great. It was awesome.
But I feel like we've seen Frozen like 9 billion times. I know. So I'm just like...
So yeah, remember DCA had a Frozen show?
Yes.
So we've seen the stage production of Frozen in the past, so it was nothing new to us. Again, done very well. It's Disney, so they do a fantastic job. Just not our favorite.
Right.
It was good though.
Now, Cruise Day 6 was one of my favorites as well. This was the day that we were in Ketchikan, and we had a black bear excursion planned. And let me tell you, this thing was so cool.
So went and saw black bears, also went to a raptor center. So it's where they rescue raptors, which, no, it's not the Jurassic Park raptors. This is hawks, eagles, owls. Apparently, they're all in the same family of bird.
They're so cute.
That was amazing. But yeah, let me tell you, it starts off with a black bear sighting thing. They don't guarantee that you'll see black bears.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the day we went had a low chance of seeing black bears because of how warm it was. So it usually rains in Ketchikan. Was not raining this day. Actually kind of warm. It was the warmest day of the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in like a short sleeve and jeans.
Yeah.
Walking around, they had this elevated walkway. It's 100% wild black bears. This is not a zoo.
Mm-mm.
So they say, hey, if you're lucky, you'll see them. If not, sorry. You paid this money, you're not going to see black bears.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough, we saw a few of them, and they were eating salmon, ripping open salmon right in front of us. It smelled horrendous, but it was so cool watching
this. This one main area where, like, though their water was, there was probably thousands of dead fish.
Thousands of dead fish, and you can imagine the smell.
The smell was a little rough. Again, this one I kind of have a little bit of a, if people will say, is it worth it? You're not just staring at bears the entire time. Again, the raptor portion kind of takes up a little bit of time. So I don't know if I would do this again if I went back. It was beautiful to see these bears. Like, it was just amazing. But it was one of the most expensive excursions that we did.
It was the second most expensive. So it was just under the glacier. It was about $500 for the both of us. It's expensive. And you're right. It felt a little... It's all wild, but it feels like a zoo.
It felt zoo-ish.
Because of the way they present it.
Yeah. And it was kind of like their whole like, they opened our tour up with, you're probably not going to see bears.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like, okay.
Because the sun's out, they're probably napping, it's warm.
Which again, go into, if you are looking at booking excursions for Alaska, go in knowing like, hey, if I don't see one thing, I'm okay with it. If you're not, then do not do it.
Do not book it.
I could not imagine spending all that money and not seeing a bear.
Do you remember we sat next to some people?
Yes.
Breakfast or lunch?
It was lunch, and they had a whale watching excursion in Juneau. And it was a family of four, which whale watching is super expensive.
Yeah.
I was listening to kind of them talking to the table next to them, and the dad was kind of like, yeah, we booked it. We saw no whales. And I'm like,
imagine that was,
my gosh.
Let's just say it was probably a few $100 a person.
It was probably almost $1,000 because I think it was like $250 to $300 a person.
Oh my gosh.
Could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
That's a lot of money.
So yeah, just go into it open-minded. You might not see wildlife. Again, it's not a zoo. So
yeah.
And they're not spraying stuff or waving fish around for them. So
yeah, it's
you never
all
know.
Wild. Oh, Alaska. All right. So that was Ketchikan, a very fun excursion. Expensive, but I would say worth it for a one-time deal. Cruise day number 7. This is another sea day. So kind of highlights on this one. We saw some dolphins swimming next to the ship multiple times actually throughout the day.
So cool.
Very cool. They are so flipping fast, first of all. They swim very fast and they're jumping around and playing with each other. That was fun. But also another highlight, we skipped the show that night, which was called Disney Dreams, for a couples massage.
It was absolutely amazing.
That was nice. This is the first time I've ever splurged. This is, let me tell you, Caitlin booked this for us because I would consider myself a value guy, right? So I'm the type that's like, I can do a massage at home for $70. These are not $70.
No. I wish they were.
I wish. They're way more expensive. And I think everyone's used to just paying more money on a cruise ship for stuff. But let me tell you, this was worth it. This was the last day right before we're supposed to get off and go home and go back to work and the troubles. And little did we know, you were coming home sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a very relaxing time. They were very good at what they did. Mm-hmm. Very sweet. It was awesome.
It was nice. I highly recommend, again, couples massage.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Very, very cool. And before we move on and talk about getting off the ship, let me tell you what we did our last day, actually most of the time, and why that happened. So we spent a lot of time in a balcony room. And we didn't tell you this already, but we booked an ocean view, right? We usually book veranda, which is, again, a fancy word for balcony, with Disney Cruise Line. But let me tell you the price difference. So it would have been an additional $2,000 to book a veranda for this Alaskan cruise.
Which is more expensive
that's almost the price of a cruise.
It was more expensive than a European veranda room.
Yes.
Which is insane to me.
So Alaska is, they priced it at a premium and people pay up. They were fully booked, I think, or almost.
Oh, yeah, they were.
So imagine all the families that paid unbelievable amounts of money to be on this. So anyways, people pay it. It is what it is. We didn't want to do it. We did Ocean View. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Giant porthole.
Yeah.
You see a lot. You're warm. It's an Alaskan cruise. You're not freezing your buns off out in the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you how we had access to a veranda room. So long story short, I'll keep it short. First day, we're on this beautiful ship. We're in our room, our awesome room. It's awesome, clean, fantastic. Our stateroom host is amazing. His name's Efren. Fantastic guy.
Loved Efren.
Sweet guy. Took good care of us. We heard the family next to us go into their room, and they were very loud. And we wrote it off as, you know what? It's the first day. If I was a kid, I'd be stoked too.
Right.
And if I was a parent, I'd be excited. I'd be yelling and screaming. And right? It's the first day of a Disney cruise.
Right. It's an exciting time.
I get it. We were probably loud, right? Going, look, 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 and stuff. So, yeah, it didn't improve. It didn't stop. Day two, they were screaming at nighttime. Late at night, we were trying to go to bed. And again, mind you, I'm mindful that I'm on a cruise ship. So it's thin walls. It's metal, right? It's not like big concrete walls in a hotel or whatever. And sound's going to travel. So I'm aware of that, right? I think that average person is mindful of their noise level when they're staying in a public place.
And to second that, we also know that it is a Disney cruise line. So yeah, there's going to be kids.
Totally.
And we have nothing against that.
No.
But it was one of those things where it happened so many times throughout the day, and it was getting worse and worse to the point where we could hear not only the kids screaming and jumping off beds and slamming the walls.
Vibrating the ground. Every time the kid would jump off the bed, it would vibrate our whole entire floor.
Right. And then that would follow by the parents screaming at their kids.
Screaming
at the top of their lungs, like yelling at their kids.
Yeah.
So this went on. And again, it wasn't like a snippet where like, oh, someone got in trouble. It was a like 30-minute ordeal.
And that was every few hours. There was a 30-minute meltdown. So
right,
it was a lot. And so I was like, okay, like, I don't want these. What are they going to do? Kick them off? Like, I'm not looking for that. I'm just like, hey, I don't want to be the bad guy and knock on the door and then make a really weird situation happen. So I said, I'm going to call down to the front desk. Maybe they can call up and say, hey, some neighbors are a little concerned about the noise level. Can you keep it down? Long story short, very long, multiple conversations with the front desk. They would not do that. They had to confirm that the noise was able to be heard throughout the door by the time they sent someone up there, which could be like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the noise would subside or wasn't loud enough for them. I almost wanted to invite this. I said, security guy, you want to come in my room and you can hear it on the back end of our room?
They wouldn't do that. And then they also told us, because the family in the room next to us always had the privacy
holder on their door.
Disney Cruise Line will not knock on that door if that little card is on their door handle.
Yeah.
Which they had it on the whole time.
The whole time. They kept telling me, we're not, even if they're making excessive noise, we will not knock on that door. And I was like, this doesn't
It was a little weird.
It was odd. And so they didn't handle it very well, in my opinion. And that was frustrating. We didn't let it ruin our time.
No.
We just kind of honestly spent more time outside of the room. We took our books and went and read somewhere else. Like, we are kind of bookworms, and so we wanted to read on this trip. Couldn't do it in our room, so we did it elsewhere on the ship, in the cafe, out in the deck, what have you. Eventually, on day five, I think, after my third or fourth conversation with the front desk, they said, hey, why don't we offer you a different room? Very nice gesture, but at this point, we have been living in this cruise ship for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So our things are everywhere. I've got laundry, I've got, you know, clothes hung up. I've got clothes in drawers. I've got what have you, right? We've got all our toiletries out. They are in their place. So I said, I appreciate it, but at this point, we've only got a couple nights left. At this point, I don't want to ruin my vacation packing up my room for 3 hours and re-unpacking in another room just to save myself a couple of nights headache. So I said, I appreciate the gesture. Just at this point, it's a little too late in the game for me to really appreciate the gesture. So they ended up saying, use it as a day room, then go and read and what have you.
Right.
I don't know. So we did that. We used it as a day room and just went back and slept in our, what do you call it? Cabin or whatever you
the
want to
cabin,
call it.
Cabin, yeah. Stateroom.
Stateroom. Mm-hmm. There it is. So it worked out. It wasn't a fantastic experience, I would say.
No.
Not the best experience with guest services I've ever had. But again, we still had a great time.
Right.
So that's what we did. I say all that to say that last day we did spend a lot of time in that balcony room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, finally, cruise day 8. We got to get through this. It's a long episode. Debarkation. This is the worst day of any cruise. This is the day you have to leave. So this was a very sad day. You wake up early. You got to pack up. You got to get your stuff together.
Which, really quick, I want to add on that. We learned on this cruise that the first dining rotation, because again, for those who don't know, there is a 6:30 and
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. We are normally on the 8 o'clock, but for the 6:30 dining rotation, for that last day where you have to get off the ship, you have to be in the dining room at 6:30 a.m.
for breakfast.
And that's normally family time. Like, that's the family dining one. I cannot imagine having little ones down there by 6:30 a.m. Packed.
That's miserable for adults.
Yeah, I feel terrible for
that. Yeah, we had an 8 o'clock return time, which I appreciated. That's still early for me.
Yes.
that's you got to pack and everything. So. Yeah.
So if you can get the second dining.
Yeah, seriously. If you can put up with eating late, it pays off in the end.
Right.
You now wait on the ship until your luggage tag is called. So we got, what was it, Goofy?
Yes.
Luggage tag. So you kind of hang out on the ship. It used to be you just kind of all get off at the same time. But now they do the whole, hey, wait until they call you over the loudspeaker. So we were on the ship for a couple of hours until we got called.
Right. But it was nice. It was nice to do a little final goodbye and kind of look around. We went and got coffee and kind of just hung out on the top deck.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Now, leading to one of my favorite things to talk about was our dining experience on the cruise.
Yes. So we saved the dining section for a whole separate little deal so we can give you our thoughts. Our new service team was the highlight of our trip. Something that was a problem right in the beginning turned into one of the best parts of our entire cruise.
They were our favorite team ever.
Ever.
Like, I wish that I could just call them and say hi.
I know.
They're like, we literally left like friends.
They were amazing. So Rafael, Alam, and Mario, fantastic. You guys were amazing. And we just, appreciate everything they did. And they took really, really, really good care of us.
They went above and beyond for Caleb and his allergy.
They did multiple times.
They, which we'll get into later, but like, they made him specialty beignets on the cruise. Like, they would get him items that they would have in one dining room and bring it to the other dining room that he was in. Just, again, the last morning, they made Caleb Mickey waffles. And for those who don't know, you do not get Mickey waffles the last morning.
Because of the time it takes.
So the fact that they went above and beyond, they were just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they took really, really good care of us. Again, was it because they knew we had a rough time in the beginning? I don't know. Even if it is, it still doesn't discount what they did. So, again, fantastic. Let's get through this list. So there's three main dining rooms in this ship. Tiana's Place. Caitlin, that was your favorite.
Absolute favorite. Between the people that were singing the jazz music, absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, they're live musicians were all great.
Yes, the decor, the food was amazing. They have really pretty glassware that they used.
Yes, and we saw someone that stole one.
Yes, someone at the airport, which, by the way, if you're listening to this, don't steal stuff from the cruise line.
Caitlin was mad.
Number one, that's disgusting.
It's mean.
Thousands of people have used that.
Yeah.
And number two, just don't do that.
I know. So Caitlin and I were saying, this glassware is amazing. I want to buy it.
Yeah.
So I said, I wish they sold it on the cruise.
Because it's all themed to Tiana.
Yeah. I took a note of the company that made it and I said, maybe we can go find it at home. There's hope. We'll find it. That's what a normal human thinks, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully we can find this one day. This woman stole it and put it in her suitcase and we saw her. You know what? Karma. Karma. Her bag was overweight at the airport and they were making her redistribute her stuff, right? Which happens when you check a bag that's 75 pounds.
And she pulled the cup out. And I was like, oh,
yep. She opened
Caleb
the back.
She stole the cup.
She's shaking my arm. Caleb, that lady stole a cup. And I was like, well, that's what you get for having a bag that was 100 pounds. And there's no way she got it.
You could tell it was a stressful moment because, like, when your luggage is overweight, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
She was like trying to redistribute everything.
So that's what you get when you steal cups from the Disney Cruise Line. Okay. Tiana's Place, Caitlin's favorite. Animator's Palette. So this one's a little different. If you've been on the Dream and the Fantasy, it's themed a certain way. On the Wonder and Magic, it's themed differently. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. It highlights just Pixar and Disney animation. This was my favorite just because of all the fun images they show. They have a fun kind of phantasmic-like show. Mickey comes out and awkwardly dances around.
I felt so bad for like cast member that did that.
Everyone's awkwardly looking at them. They're not really laughing or smiling.
No.
It's just like, entertain me.
Yeah.
Mickey.
And no one was clapping.
It was weird. Second show is they animate something you write. So you doodle something down and they animate it. That was fun.
I loved it.
All right. Finally, Tritons. This is probably the least themed dining room. Not saying it's bad. It's a cool theme. It's Triton.
But it has like Little Mermaid, Sebastian all around it.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was nice. We actually have a special place in our heart for this since we spent every single morning there eating breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a good time. I like it better than Royal Palace or whatever. What's
on the Dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Food highlights, Caitlin. What were your highlights of this trip? Meals, snacks, what have you?
So other than the gluten-free chicken strips and fries that I had probably 90 times throughout this whole trip, I tried a Mickey Premium Bar, which is the vanilla ice cream that's dipped in like that chocolate shell. Those blew my mind.
So yeah, and fun note, those are free on the cruise.
Free on the cruise.
They're included in your cruise fare, whereas they're like $6 at Disneyland.
Which blows my mind because I wanted to get one the last time we went, and I'm like, I am not paying $6. But no, that was amazing. And there was a chicken pasta dish at Triton's. It was like breaded chicken over like this pasta with like cream sauce.
It looked good.
Absolutely incredible. Like I loved it. And again, speaking for Caleb, they made him gluten-free beignets.
They did. Yum. So special made gluten-free beignets. They normally don't do this. They made it for me that night. Very nice of them. They were delish. They also made, this was standard, but there was a sea bass dish on Tiana's night, second night. It was the best fish I've ever had in my life.
You had
the
it twice.
Best.
Yeah.
And so I loved it so much. Raphael said, hey, do you want me to bring that on the last night, the last dinner? And I said, you are a saint.
Yes.
So he brought it. He sent someone down to grab it from Tiana's. They took it over to Animator's Palette, and I had a Tiana's meal
so
in
sweet.
Animator's
And it was
Palette.
On the Tiana's Place.
Mat or plate.
Plate.
Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah
it
dishware.
Was so cool.
So that was awesome. Again, very good food. Overall, I would say the dining room food was decent, though. Like, there were a few highlights. Most of the time, I was like, yeah, it was pretty good.
I thought breakfast was great.
Breakfast was awesome. Mm-hmm. But main dinner nights, they were okay.
Yeah, they weren't bad. We've definitely had worse.
Oh, yeah.
Our
second Dream.
Yeah, the first Dream cruise that we did, the food was phenomenal. The second one was not good at all.
No, we and actually then, ended up skipping main dining like
most
of the time.
Yeah, the Wonder was...
In the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah.
So
solid,
more good than bad.
For
I
sure,
I have to say.
For sure, quick service food. Again, we can go over. There's like a Pinocchio's little themed
pizza place
restaurant. Mm-hmm. They've got a Pete's Broiler Bites. That's where you got your chicken nuggets
chicken
and your burgers.
Strips.
Some other thing. They've got ice cream, which is whatever.
Yeah,
those were all good. All good.
The ice cream is definitely better on the Wonder than it is the Dream.
There's actual dairy ice cream. Mm-hmm. The one I think the Dream uses a like allergy friendly one, which
it's like
I'm
in and out ice cream.
It's very thin and gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, overall thoughts, Caitlin. What are your thoughts?
I had a really
on this
great time
trip. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people go, well, I don't know. I've heard this multiple times. I heard like older people like go on Alaska excursions and cruise lines. I don't know if that'd be for me. I'm here to tell you, no matter what age you are, do the cruise to Alaska. It was the most amazing, gorgeous, phenomenal trip ever. Even with the highs and the lows of it, it was 100% worth it. Looking back on it, we miss it so much. Like, it's the most breathtaking thing like you'll ever see.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Like, again, 3 days into it, you're almost like overwhelmed with how beautiful it is. You want to be on deck the whole day because of just the views. So again, If you have the means, if you have the time, if you have whatever, fit it into your vacation schedule. Book it out. The great thing about cruises is you can put a deposit down, and the rest of it's due in about a year and a half. And so book early, because that's when it's cheapest, and save your pennies because it can be an expensive trip.
One thing I would highlight is it's your preference. I get it's your children, but we do not have kids. But from what I've seen, I would not recommend this for the littles. This cruise, the ones that we saw were extremely bored on the times that we did see them.
They did. So there was one specifically on our Glacier Day excursion, Port Adventure, and they were begging to go back on the ship like 45 minutes into it.
Yeah. And not cheap. I've listened to a couple podcasts where people have taken their kids and they're like, I wouldn't recommend it if they're under 12 years old.
Yeah.
So again, keep in mind, you know your kid the best. So
for
you
sure.
think it'll be fine, take them. If not.
Yep. And you're going to Alaska for the sights and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you really care about. The ships are always amazing.
Especially for kiddos. But the excursions, I just feel like their attention span for them is just like a 3-hour train ride.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a
so,
lot.
So again, keep that in mind. But overall, you know, with the neighbor that we had that was a little bit loud and whatever the lows were, overall, it was an amazing trip.
It really was.
And I'm thankful for Disney doing what they can or could in the moment to help us out. And again, we're just so appreciative that we were able to go
since
it was canceled so many times.
For sure. So finally, I will end my thoughts with just the Disney Wonder versus Dream. Those are the two we have to compare. I will say I do prefer the Dream for the size. It is the perfect size, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The extra space they added in the public areas do help. There were moments on the Wonder where I was like, I wish there was a little more room. Mm-hmm. Every single time we went to the club, like the clubs, it sounds like it's like a party thing, but the adult areas,
yeah,
they were packed. There were nowhere to sit. No open seats. So they could have used some more space. Wonder, we noticed noticeable thin walls. So we would hear every single morning at 8 a.m. flat, like, or 7:50 or something like that, every morning on the dot, people slamming doors outside, cleaning crew, you know, whatever, it's their job. But you could hear it through the doors, whereas the Dream, you can't hear anything once your door is closed.
Right. And again, being towards the front of the ship, that's where they start cleaning, is the front. So yeah, at like around 7:45, 8 a.m., they'd start vacuuming outside our door.
And you heard it every morning.
And even if people weren't talking very loud, I could hear everything from our bed.
Yep.
So just keep
thin
that in
walls
mind.
With the neighbors, thin walls with the hallway. So it's just, it's a loud ship. And so just keep that in mind if you're a light sleeper like I am. Bring a noise machine and blast it on full volume. And then finally, Caitlin, I think, said it well with the age thing. I would argue this skews not older, but just at least young adult, teenager. I think they'd appreciate it. The little ones might get a little bored on these port adventures. But that's it. Had a great time. Would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a placeholder set with Disney again. And we'll see if we can use that in the next couple of years. I think we were considering the Caribbean cruise, or maybe
Mediterranean.
Maybe Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that can
We're still
fit
trying
in.
To figure it out.
Yeah.
But
all right. Thank you so much for listening, Caitlin. Thanks for coming back.
Of course. I'm happy to be here.
You. Yeah. So happy to have you.
Yeah. And I really wanted to say really quickly, thank you so much for everyone that reached out on Instagram and wishing me get well wishes. I really appreciated that.
Oh,
that really
nice.
Meant a lot. So thank you
nice.
So much.
You can find us over on Instagram at Market House Podcast and Twitter at Market House Pod. Follow us over there for cruise pictures, videos, park pictures and videos. We've got a lot to share with you. We've had two trips since we've last spoken. You and I on the podcast. And we haven't talked in the last 2 weeks. Just on the podcast. And so we have a lot to share about our adventures. Consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast and or Spotify. That would be appreciated. That helps the show out a ton. And we thank you so much in advance for doing that and for the people that have already left one. Join us next week for another episode. We'll see you next time.
Bye.